Welcome, welcome, welcome to another day of Break the Fast podcast. So today I'm actually not even going to do my intro. The reason behind that is because I want to go ahead and dive straight into today's topic. Today's topic is trusting the process. Now, oftentimes we hear someone say this, right? We hear it all the time. Oh, you got to trust the process. Oh, you got to trust the process. Oh, you got to trust the process. Trust the process, right? Let's really just dive into what that even means in the first place, right? What does that look like? When someone says to trust the process, what can you expect? All right, so for one, let's answer my first question. What does it mean? For one, it means no matter what adversity you are going through, no matter what you experience on an external and even internal, because you know it starts internally first and even on an internal level, you have to trust that everything is working out in your favor. So say it with me. Everything is working out in my favor. I do not concern myself with what it looks like on the outside, for I know it is already working divinely in my favor on the inside. Okay? Now, what does this look like when you are in the midst of trusting the process? This looks like unnecessary drama popping up. This looks like unresolved traumas popping up. This looks like distractions coming out of array. This looks like adversity, opposition, resistance. So, the only way that all of these things that I perceive as negative, that you may perceive as negative, can change the outcome or win the game. Let's say win the game, because I like to look at life as a game in a sense. Because it can make it a little bit more fun, especially when you're going through things that's not so fun, right? If we take our personal perspective out and we replace it with the perspective of, oh, life is but a dream. And what do they make dreams feel like? They make dreams feel like they're not real. So when you look at it from a perspective of, okay, this shit isn't even real in the way that we're perceiving it, or in other words, this is a video game, then it makes things that's more emotionally triggering, that's more harder to really, that's a bigger pill to swallow, seem less significant, less powerful, less impactful. It takes the power away from that thing that's trying to stress you out, or trying to trigger you, or trying to get your attention in some way, shape, or form. So trust in the process, right? It's easier to do that when you take the power away from things that can upset you. That's what trust in the process is. You take the power away from whatever is trying to stress you out, and you give the power to your highest self with divine understanding that even if it might not look like it's something that's good for you, you know, in the end, overall, whatever you're experiencing, it's good for you because it's getting you one step closer to reuniting with your higher self. Or should I say, your highest self. Trust the process. Don't allow adversity. Don't allow doubt. Don't allow negative self-talk to be the thing to hold you back. Don't allow distractions. Don't allow unresolved traumas. Don't allow anything you don't want to continue experiencing to hold you back or have any dominion over your life. Remember, you are the owner and operator of your life, of your vessel, of your reality. You are a goddess. You are a creator. You are powerful. You do have some sort of control. You do have all sense of control. Think about it. We shape our reality based off of how we feel on the inside. So when you decide to take that leap into transforming your reality, you must first transform what is on the inside. Goddess, today's podcast is to remind you of your divinity, of your power, of your inner strengths that affect directly your outside strengths. You have a whole spiritual team, which is different aspects of you, different reflections of you, protecting you, guiding you, blessing you, waiting on you to make the decision to be the version of yourself that you say you desire, that you have using your words, using your tongue to speak and say that that's what you desire. Say that's your goal. That's what you're working towards. You have the power to stop working towards it and to just be it. You have the support on levels that the average cannot see but will feel. Everything that you need, you already have. So the last step is for you to simply just be. Trust the process. Don't allow an external facade take you away from your experience. You are ultimately supposed to experience. That you are ultimately supposed to be being. Don't allow nothing that you see with these two eyes to take you away from what you've seen with your first eye. Your vision is not for everyone, but your vision is for someone. And that vision is for you. You are that someone. When you allow yourself to truly be yourself and do things for yourself, regardless of what anybody else think or feel, you begin attracting those who actually love that quality about you, who will support you. These are what I like to call soul tribe members. Your soul tribe comes in when you are being your soul. When you strip away everything that is programming that no longer serves you, you know, you're supposed to learn your lesson from it. That programming had a purpose, but the purpose may be to go now. So when you're being whoever you are at your core, your soul, you attract those that's on the same path. They will see your light. They will love it. They will see your glow. They will love it. They will reciprocate the positive energy. And they will support you in all things you do. And this is because soul recognizes soul. We can see when somebody is not living authentically as themselves, within themselves. We can see that and we can feel it. Then you're asking, because I can hear the question. Okay, well, how? How can I be my authentic self? How can I live as my soul? How can I be whoever I am in my core? Listen to your heart's desires. Listen to your heart's desires. Go into your creative space, that sacral energy. What I would be looking at as a goddess is your sacral chakra, your heart chakra, and your crown. Those three things alone will show you what you really desire. Notice I did not say your root chakra, because that can trick you. That right there can be influenced by the outside forces. But that sacral, that heart, and that crown, nothing in this external realm can influence that. That's all internal. That's all divine feminine energy running and flowing through you. Pumping through you like the blood that's in your veins. Powerful like the air you have to breathe to survive. As deep as the water that is required to survive. Trust the process. This looks like tapping into your womb space. What is the Divine Mother within you saying? What is she directing you to do? Listen. When that intuition, that thought comes in, listen. She's not going to mislead you. Anything that comes from your sacral space is something that's going to help you multiply whatever it is, to create whatever it is, to experience the pleasure of whatever it is. That's to give you that internal freedom. Then when you look at your heart space and you're receiving messages from your heart, that's something that as children is easy for us to tap into, right? When we're a child, we know what's in our heart and what isn't. But then we get older, the external reality begins to do its things. We begin to forget that we are divine beings, that we're goddesses. We begin to forget the power that we hold within us. We begin to subscribe to being a human when that is not all we are. We begin to do human things, have human experiences. We begin to allow ourselves to drift and spiral down a path that is full of lessons and not so much the essence of being in your divinity, but instead of being a human being. Of being whatever negative term that might come with that. A victim. Someone that's lazy. This, a B word, you know, whatever the case might be. We begin embodying that. But it's now time, right here, right now, for you to stop the embodiment of anything that's negative. And to be the embodiment of a goddess. Trust the process. This thought came into me first thing in the rising, because when you do not trust the process, that means you're not trusting your intuition. You're not trusting your sacral space. You're not trusting your heart. You're not trusting your crown. You're not trusting source. Remember who you are. You are a divine reflection of the Most High. I didn't say of your higher self, but it's multiple versions. So I'm talking about the highest version, which is source energy, which is God, the creator, the ultimate. You've just been condensed down into this version of yourself, this form of yourself, to have these experiences that we are having in this reality on a human level. And all of us may not even be experiencing life as a human. Some may be experiencing it as a plant. But if you're here as a human in this form, and you have the consciousness and the ability to do what most humans could do, as far as like talk, walk, breathe, think the way that we think and process things, then God, is this message is for you. Trust the process. Meaning, listen to what's going on the inside of you. It's coming from those spaces, because it's not going to be perverted. Listen. Listen. Your heart. That's saying and child. I only say that because we're more so in tune with that when we're children. The heart doesn't have an age, but typically being young, adolescence, it's like we can live in that space easier. Your crown, I associate that with adulting. Because now, check it. Now you have all this experience. Now you can tap into that God consciousness. Now you can make wise decisions. Now you know what to do when you sit down and you really think about it, and you're using the left side of your brain instead of the right, which is your divine feminine energy. Now you know how to tap into your first eye when you need to. Now you know how to go back into that dark space. And I'm not saying it in a way that it's bad. I'm talking about when you return into that nothingness. Now you know how to go there. Now you know how to just witness space. Now you know how to just be in space. Now you know how to create in space and bring it down into this reality. Trust the process. Everything that happened there was real. Trust the process. Don't look at this external reality for validation. Look at what happened internally there. That's all the validation you need. Trust the process. Now, everything and everyone you're experiencing, they came because of what you experienced there. This is how you know what matters on the internal, what matters on the inside, what matters on whatever's going on within the heavens, within you, determines what happens outside, which is this realm. Trust the process. You've seen the ending already. Everything that's happening now is just taking you to that point. Trust the process. Do not entertain the thought or the idea of fear. Fear is a lower dimensional illusion. Trust the process. And I just want to say real quick, to overcome the feelings that we have often attached to the thought and idea of fear, you walk in love. And when I say walk in love, I mean love for thyself. That's the highest form of love ever, because when you have love for thyself, you're able to truly have love for others, because you understand that they're the external reflections of self, that they reflect you, the parts of you that you're still internalizing. They reflect that part, meaning they are still versions of you. Live in love and trust the process. What does love do? Love honors. Love respects. Love is patient. Love is kind. And love directs out of wanting the best for whatever it loves. Love is in tune. Love is present. Love is now. Love decides to be and not to try. Love is discipline. And love is powerful in a way that does not need to use fear tactics. Love is powerful because love uses the truth. And love stands in it no matter what on the external level tries to distort it. Love acknowledges, love accepts. And love does what is ever best. Because that is love. Don't live your life trying to get others to accept you, to hear you, to respect you, to ultimately love you. Because that's something you have to do for you first. Trust the process. Remember, everything happens internally before it can even dare happen externally. So if there's any part of you that does not respect you, that does not honor you, that does not hear you out, that will not allow you to express you, you're going to manifest people that's going to do that. Because whatever is on the inside shows on the out. If you want to free yourself from that, you have to change on the inside. Internalize loving you, respecting you, hearing yourself out, allowing yourself to express you, allowing yourself to honor you in your presence, allowing yourself to receive love from you in the first place. Allowing yourself to be kind to you. Allowing yourself to put you on that pedestal. And to watch how many people begin to attract in your life that's going to do that same thing. Watch the environments that you're going to manifest that's going to reflect that same thing. And when I say that, I speak this from experience. Goddess, let me share with you. All right. I'm not going to go too deep. But I noticed as I began to shift, every time I changed something about myself, I always rise up into something new. What I mean is this. I know many no many. I share with little to none. But those that I know are from different places and are on different type of times. If I look back at the past version of self, I can see that those that I knew were disrespectful because they didn't respect me. But when I look at, still, this is another version that's of the past that I'm gonna get current. I'm just thinking about certain souls that the universe has sent that I ultimately have attracted due to my insides. When I look at another aspect of myself, another version of myself, where I felt pretty empowered. This is not a bad version of self. I was, you know, this is my first beginning stages of really stepping into that stuff. Self-love. Mind you, it still wasn't all the way there, but stepping into it. And guess what, though? Just by embodying that power, I can say I've attracted two good souls that reminds me of my power, but that's because they reflect where I was at in that place, in that time. I always get encouragement. I always get validation from these two souls. And then, look at me now. Everyone I have attracted is so divine. And I know I'm going to continue to attract that because of what's going on in me. You see, once you become whatever it is that you desire, you have no choice but to integrate into new environments, new friendships, new ways of thinking, and new actions. Nobody that I talk to now is on the same time as that first example I gave you. Well, I'll say like this. The majority isn't. Because as I sit here and I think, I might can name a few. At least what it is worth. That's a yarn. Trust the process. And when I think about the second version, the second expressions that I have brought up, the two souls, you're still here. And I see y'all love and gratitude. That's still something that I attracted when I was in a different version of myself. Mind you, I visit that version a lot because I know I'm empowered. Just like you are. This is how I attracted you and all the goddesses in the first place. But my whole point of saying this is to just prove to you that whatever you have going on internally is going to determine what you attract externally. Say it with me. Internally, I am healthy, wealthy, rich, and vibrant. I am filled with love, peace, divinity, and pleasure. I am a magnetic goddess, and I attract everything I desire immediately. And that's because that is the truth. Okay. Trust the process. Whenever you put a desire out there, a manifestation that you're attracting to you, and you know that it's already yours and that it's coming. Anything that happens in between that time, tune into your intuition. Because you may not need to be fighting something to stop something. You may not need to be trying so hard or putting your energy so hard and not allowing life to just kind of feel as though it's falling apart. Because this is all a part of the process. Tune into your intuition. You might just need to be still. Tune into your intuition. You might just need to allow whatever is happening to happen. It's all a part of the journey. How much do you trust the God that's within you? That will determine your actions when you are faced with adversity. Trust the process. Continue being that you already are, which is the manifestation of having that thing you desire. Trust the process. When adversity hit, don't let it change who you are being. Don't return to your old version of self. Continue being that version that has what you spoke of already. Trust the process. All right, but that's Break the Fast podcast for today. I just wanted to really just talk about that since that's the first thing that was on my God consciousness to speak on, is to trust the process. Because when you are doing this, you are ultimately trusting yourself. And this is what today's lesson is all about. How much do you trust you? If it's a whole lot, you will continue being no matter what. It could be a flood happening and you're going to still be that you are. It's going to amplify tenfold by you doing that. If you give in and get distracted, you got to start over. At least from where you was last. But if you just follow through and continue being, regardless of what external thing might be going on and be making you feel as though you got to get off course, don't. Trust the process. But until next time, guys, I love you. Peace.